Media Network Plus, produced and presented by Keith Perron.
Well, hello and welcome to the program. I'm Keith Perron. It's, of course, very nice to have you with us for this, well, a very special edition of Media Network Plus. Now, I say special edition because, in case you didn't see the notice from a while ago, today marks the very last, yes, the very last edition of Media Network Plus. Now, you might be thinking, well, what am I going to do next if I want to find out media developments and interviews and so on? Well, something special, of course, is coming up, but I'll tell you about that a little later on in the program. Media Network Plus came on the air on the 23rd of October, 2010. So almost 8 years ago. And the program was really to kind of take off from where the Media Network program on Radio Netherlands left off. Now, shortwave, of course, wasn't a major factor in the program. But I need to go back a little bit further to give you an idea of how it actually came about. When Happy Station resurfaced in 2009, about 6 months into doing that program, we did a monthly program called Happy Station's Tribute to DXers. We did about 4 or 5 of these monthly specials. There was such a warm welcome from listeners that asked if we could do more of it. Now, of course, on Happy Station, it's something that we decided to do as a monthly special. But after around the 4th or 5th one, it was decided, well, how about we do a media program? We'll call it Media Network Plus. Now, back then, Media Network Plus was a, well, it wasn't a weekly program. It was a once every 2 weeks. And the program then was even 55 minutes long. Well, the 55-minute version continued for some time. And of course, if you tuned in to those early days, you may remember the co-host we had on the program. Let's take a listen to the first opening of that show.
This is PCJ Radio. Media Network Plus, produced and presented by Paulette McQuarrie and Keith Perron.
Hello and welcome to the first monthly installment of Media Network Plus from PCJ Radio. I'm Keith Perron in Taiwan.
I'm Paulette McQuarrie in Canada. Over the next 55 minutes, we will talk radio, both old and new, the trends and the people involved.
That's right. A question that we've had over the past 2 weeks is, why do this show? Well, since PCJ started airing Vintage Media Network with Jonathan Marks, a number of you have asked that we do some new shows. Well, to do a weekly program at this time would be a little bit impossible as we don't have enough resources, but we can offer a monthly version of the program.
We should also mention, Keith, that Media Network Plus is an independent production. It is not connected in any way with Radio Netherlands Worldwide and Jonathan Marks. We will, however, use news items from the Media Network blog at Radio Netherlands. So a special thank you goes to blogmaster Andy Sennett.
Coming up in this first edition, we will look at radio station K103, located at the Kanesatake Reserve, south of Montreal in Canada.
We'll also find out how people in the world's most secretive state get information from the outside world. That state is the DPRK, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, otherwise known as North Korea. That will be in an interview with the founder and director of Open Radio North Korea.
We will also announce the winners of a giveaway of a TV special produced in 2001 for the 60th anniversary of China Radio International. We have this and much, much more, so stay tuned. Well, that was the opening of the very first edition of Media Network Plus, which was broadcast the 23rd of October, 2010. Now, back in those days, the program was once every 2 weeks and was 55 minutes long. But after a while, we discovered that this was rather inconvenient for many of our partner stations. To schedule a program that was on the air every 2 weeks was rather difficult. So, not too long after, we decided to create a weekly version and cut it down from 55 minutes to 29 minutes. And for some times, we actually had the two programs going. So, for example, for weekly radio stations, they would receive the program every week. And then once a month, we would take all the best reports from four shows and edit them down for one program that was sent out as well. We continued that for some time until we finally decided to do away with the 55-minute edition of the program. During the time that we started with Media Network Plus, shortwave wasn't, well, it wasn't the most important subject on the program. While we did talk about shortwave from time to time and do receiver reviews, we focused a lot of time on development in the media. Now, unlike the original Media Network that aired on Radio Netherlands, our mandate was a bit wider, and that's only because of changing technologies that had taken place since Media Network left the air on Radio Nederland. Some of the items included human rights and media, censorship, which was always a program that got a big response, spies and radio, and much, much more. Now, let's move to the future. Some of you are wondering, well, am I still going to be able to hear all the programs of Media Network Plus? Yes, there are over 500 of them, both 29-minute versions and 55-minute versions. For the next few months, we will still be here, but we won't be presenting new editions of the program. Instead, we will be presenting some of the best programs that we have done since 2010. And they're going to be called the best of Media Network Plus, and these programs will be distributed again to all our partner stations, as well as being heard on the World Radio Network. Now, what about the future? Well, before we do that, let's move to something else. Something, of course, that people enjoyed on the program was the different signature tunes that we had for each show. Some of them are, well, like the one we heard a while ago, are ones that people actually enjoyed. So let's present some of the other SIG tunes that we used on the program.
Radio Berlin International.
Ici Radio Canada. This is Canada.
This is Radio Nederland, the Dutch World Broadcasting System in Hilversum, Holland.
You're tuned to Swiss Radio International in Bern.
This is Free China as a presentation of the Voice of Free China, the international service of the Broadcasting Corporation of China.
This is Radio Havana, Cuba.
Broadcasting from Cuba, free territory in the Americas.
This is Radio South Africa.
This is Yugoslavia Radio Belgrade calling.
This is Israel broadcasting from Jerusalem.
This is Radio Kenyan of the Democratic People's Republic of Kenya.
This is the General Overseas Service of the BBC.
This is London. This is London.
The Voice of Russia World Service.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing on.
This is the Dutch World Broadcasting System in Hilversum, Holland, with a relay transmission via Bonaire in the Netherlands Antilles, directed to New Zealand.
This is Radio Prague, Czechoslovakia.
Ici Radio Canada. This is Canada.
Bonjour à vous si vous nous rejoignez sur Radio France Internationale. Il est 5h à Paris.
This is Radio Ukraine International.
This is the English program of Radio Deutsche Welle, Germany's international broadcasting service.
Shortwave listening, to many the final frontier. These are the voyages of PCJ Radio's Media Network Plus. Its continuing mission to track down strange new signals and to seek out new stations and radio personalities. And to boldly go where many men have gone before.
Mr. Bond, there is no leaving us now. You tied to the chair with those headphones will make you listen to this program and you will die a horrible death.
Yes, but I see you've put my favorite program on, Media Network Plus, so ha 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 to you.
Media Network Plus, produced and presented by Paulette McQuarrie and Keith Perrell.
This is station PCJ.
This is the son of PCJ. Media Network Plus, produced and presented by Paulette McQuarrie and Keith Perrell. On shortwave, satellite, and the internet, this is Media Network Plus. Media Network Plus, produced and presented by Paulette McQuarrie and Keith Perrell. Media Network Plus. Media Network Plus, produced and presented by Paulette McQuarrie and Keith Perrell. Media Network Plus, produced and presented by Paulette McQuarrie and Keith Perrell.
And that was just some of the sync tunes and jingles that we used on the program since 2010. You're listening to Media Network Plus, coming to you from PCJ Radio International.
The Spectrum Monitor is a monthly electronic magazine covering shortwave, amateur radio, scanning, satellites, Wi-Fi, and vintage radio, which is available for any device capable of opening a PDF file.
Charlie 105, it is PDF 222 journal.
The Spectrum Monitor also covers amateur radio satellites, maritime and military monitoring on shortwave, reviews of receivers, scanners, and software used for shortwave, and more. Annual subscriptions for 12 issues is only $24, with individual monthly issues available for $3 each. If you're already a subscriber, you can renew your subscription by clicking on the Sign Up for 2015 button. MasterCard, Visa, Discover, and PayPal are accepted. For more details, visit our website at www.thespectrummonitor.com.
All right. Now, if you missed the beginning of the program, this, in fact, is the final edition of Media Network Plus from PCJ Radio International. Now, the question is, what will be happening next? Well, after more than 500 programs, we have decided to take the program into a new direction. Now, while this program is coming to an end, there's actually a new program on the horizon. Media Network Plus will be going from a radio program to a television documentary series. The first series of 6 programs are already in the works, and we'll be announcing very shortly through our Facebook page and through our Patreon page what the air dates are and through what platforms you can actually watch the programs. Now, instead of having one host, as we currently do, the new series will actually have different hosts. So I won't be on every single program, but I'm still going to be acting as producer and executive producer as well as editor. But we do have a whole team of people working on a number of fascinating stories. Let me just run down what we actually have for the first series of 6 programs. Program 1 will be about what's happening in China since Chinese President Xi Jinping became the president of the country, and what it's going to mean for the future of media in China. Program 2 will be about the crisis with the Rohingya people and what's going on, and we examine the media's role. Program 3, with Robert Mugabe no longer the president of Zimbabwe, what is this going to mean for the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation and Indian independent media in the country? Program 4 is a very special program. I know that when we announced it only this past week, a number of people have been writing in, really looking forward to seeing this one. This is going to be a special from Pyongyang, from the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. We actually have been working on this for more than 25 months now, and that was to gain access to the Voice of Korea, North Korea's external broadcasting service. We will be the first foreign TV crew to visit the radio station as we take a look at its history, its studios, and interview some staff as well. Program number 5, we'll be looking at how countries in East and Southeast Asia are trying to combat misleading news and information. And then the final program for the first series is called Pan-Pacific Special. We will be looking at the changing media landscape across the Pacific and how the media has been a driving force in the changes to society across the region. Now, when will the first series of programs air? Well, we will be announcing that later this year and also through the means where you can actually view the programs online. Now, the programs of 6 for the first series will be made available at one time. The programs will also be picked up by various television networks around the world, as well as being shown on satellite. We will have that information to you later on as we decide when the programs will be rolled out. Now, you're also saying to yourself, well, wait a second, what's going to happen for the next few weeks? Well, as I said, we will be bringing to you the best of Media Network Plus. So, if you are listening to this program right now through a partner station, we will be here as well next week. The only difference is that we will be announcing at the beginning of the program, this is a special best of edition of Media Network Plus. And it could be one of 500 programs that have been on the air since 2010. Some elements of the program, of course, will be edited out, such as propagation, when we had Dan Hensley doing it, and then later on Glenn Hauser. And that's only because the information in it is actually old and not really relevant anymore. But I should warn you beforehand that some of the programs will be slightly out of date. And that's, of course, because, well, things have changed. One program that we were actually debating whether or not we should rebroadcast it is the program on Global 24 Radio. You remember that? A few years ago, there was some guy that decided to broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on shortwave. Well, of course, as you're probably aware, that station really didn't last too long. They went with away as soon as they appeared with a lot of debt and a lot of very angry people. And we actually did a whole special on that program. Now, you may remember, we did interview one of the people that said was behind it. But as the station became more erratic and things started to disappear, we kind of discovered that, well, even though there was a list of people like Phil Workman and others who were said to have certain jobs, there in fact was no Phil Workman. It was actually one guy based in the United States. The mailing address was even, well, wasn't even an office for a radio station. It was just a business office that they had a P.O. box at, and that was basically it. Nobody ever went there, and the station, well, just really didn't exist. And I remember we did a expose on that program, and we're going to be rebroadcasting that. One program that we do get requests from time and time again to reuse items is from one a few years ago that we actually did a few follow-ups on, and that was the creation of Radio Berlin International. Now, those who have been DXers for a long time will know that station. Radio Berlin International was the external service of the German Democratic Republic, or East Germany. And there was a lot of talk on social media about the station returning. There were Facebook pages, Twitter accounts, Instagram, saying that the station was returning and returning and returning. So we actually contacted one of the people behind it, which turned out to be very strange to begin with. As we further investigated, we found out that it was kind of fraudulent and not really happening. And as soon as we reported it, all the social media presence they had kind of disappeared. And I remember we called, it was very funny, we called the phone number of the person that we'd spoken to who said his name was Bruno Barth. That was the contact information that we had for Radio Berlin International, or the new one that was supposed to be created. And we called Mr. Bruno Barth again, and apparently he wasn't available. And somebody with the exact same voice, the exact same accent, the exact same tone of speaking and way of speaking became another person. You'll be able to hear that one as well as some other guests that we've had on the program over the past few years, like Bob Zanotti and Bob Thoman, Ian McFarland, Andy Sennett, Jonathan Marks, Jonathan Goubert. Also a program that we did from the Voice of America in Washington. And the special three programs that we did from the SWL Winterfest, that is, in Pennsylvania, in Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania, when we headed there in 2012. So, as you see, there's a lot of programs that will definitely be enjoyable to listen to, as well as many, many others. So, yes, the best of Media Network Plus. And, like I said, do let us know where you heard the program. And if there's a memory that you have, let us know, because then we can dig up that show and replay it for you. So, yeah, do pay attention and listen. All right, now, before we go, I do want to talk about some other music that was used on the program. Over the number of years that we've been doing this, a number of you have been writing in to ask us, what are those jingles that we play at the end of every program? We also have used them from time to time on Focus Asia Pacific. Well, this was from a listener who is also a very talented musician who put together a CD, actually quite a few of them, called Mad Tone. And what he has done is basically record sounds off the shortwave dial and compose music to them and sampled some of the shortwave recordings in his music. And they are absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. I even enjoy listening to them when I'm not doing the program. And I know a number of you as well have said, wow, this is really fun. Can we ever play a full track one day? And I think we have before on our special holiday programs. But we're going to be ending today with a track composed by Mad Tone that we actually never use. There's actually a few of them that we actually never broadcast on the program. So I thought, let's take one of those today, and hopefully you'll have a lot of fun listening to it. It is called Calling Live on Channel. That is the name, Calling Live on Channel. So that's what we're going to be ending with. Now, once again, you may think it's the end of an era, but don't worry. Over the next coming months, you'll be able to hear the best of Media Network Plus, and then very soon, the first of a series of six programs for Media Network Plus, a television documentary series that is being produced by PCJ Media, the media division of PCJ Radio International. Now, a traditional way, of course, that I've ended this program over the years has by saying 78... and, of course, 88 to the ladies. But before we say that, I want to thank every single person out there who has tuned in every week, written to us with ideas, suggestions, and comments for programs, and to all the very talented people that help researching programs and helped us in studio putting them together. So a special heartfelt thank you to all of you. Now, I'm not going to say so long. I'll just say see you soon. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Parent. See you soon. 73 and 88 to the ladies.
Fly on one wing. Neither a plane can manage with one engine.
This is Olivia Radio. Call live on channel. This is Olivia Radio. Call live on channel. This is Olivia Radio. Call live on channel. This is Olivia Radio. Call live on channel.
As I and I say, no bird can fly on one wing. As I and I say, no bird can fly on one wing. As I and I say, no bird can fly on one wing. Neither a plane can manage with one engine.
This is Olivia Radio. Call live on channel. This is Olivia Radio. Call live on channel. This is Olivia Radio. Call live on channel. This is Olivia Radio. Call live on channel.
As I and I say, no bird can fly on one wing. As I and I say, no bird can fly on one wing. As I and I say, no bird can fly on one wing. Neither a plane can manage with one engine.